Principal Jason Stipp with my weekly podcast On Three, sponsored by JimmyFinance.com. And this week, we usually typically week to week, we bring in members from different activities, sports, clubs, everything going on at Waubonsie Valley, and they kind of talk about what's going on in their lives this week. And this week, we have cast members. You're probably sick of that, right?
Yeah,
you hear it in the back of your it's like we have cast members and crew members and backstage hands and the Addams Family Musical coming on this week, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Carol, we'll start with you. Go ahead, say your name and your year in school and what you're doing on the show.
I'm Carol Ronowicz. I am a senior and I am stage manager.
Thank you for joining us, Carol. Your stage man, is this your first time being stage manager?
Yeah.
Nice. Get the musical. Is this what you wanted?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Demi.
Okay. I'm Demi Eddie Bao.
That's not Demi, by the way, who's all listening. I've been calling her Demi all these years. Demi. And she's a senior. Now I just get it. Go ahead, Demi.
Yeah, I'm Demi. I'm a senior and I am in the ensemble.
Okay. Which is an ancestor. Right?
Yeah.
Right. I got to kind of get my lingo down. Okay.
I'm Chloe. I'm a junior.
Chloe Rojas.
I'm a junior, and I play Wednesday in the production.
All right. Okay. I can't wait to dig in here. Okay. So, Carol, you've been doing stage stuff how many years?
Two years.
So you didn't do your freshman, sophomore. This is just your second year?
Yeah.
You wanted the musical? You didn't want like the fall or winter main stage?
No, I wanted musical.
Because this is a huge lift,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, how is the set coming together?
It's perfect.
Is it?
Honestly, the techies have done incredible.
Yeah?
Like, the last tech week was insane, but everyone handled it so well.
Okay.
Everyone did such a good job.
Okay. I'm sitting with these three. We might be streamed here, too, so just to let you know, this is this might go on YouTube here. We're playing around with this, but love the shirts, and Chloe, you kind of like played with yours a little bit. I like that. Cut the collar off. Yeah, you ain't having any just t-shirt, right?
Shout out to my friend Kaya. She's the one who usually, she usually does like a lot of stuff with her shirt, and I stole from her.
I love it. Yeah, you cut the bottom out too and everything.
Just a little bit.
Made that a lot more fashionable. Okay, all right. Okay, so I like the shirts. Chloe, do you like them too?
I really like the shirts.
Dame, talk about the quote on the back because I love that.
Oh, yeah, it's. Let me just be sure. Yeah, normal is an illusion, darling. It's a line that
normal is an illusion. Yeah. I love that line.
It's so funny. And in the scene, if I remember, it's Chloe. You're kind of convinced your parents, who are played by Lucy Thomas and Trent Bronson.
Mm-hmm.
That's like
who I hear are killing it. By the way,
yes. So good, so good. That's Morticia and Gomez, and they're like saying, "Cause we have to be normal. We have to be normal. We have to be normal to impress her boyfriend, who's coming over for dinner." And she said,
"Josh Meyer."
Yeah, Josh. Josh, and so we have to impress them. So. To be normal. And Morticia's like, normal's an illusion, darling. What's normal for the
spider
yeah.
is a calamity for the fly.
I love that line. I just got so chills because it's true, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, normal for the spider, but when the fly gets in there, it's over.
Yeah.
All right, how are you liking, Chloe, how are you liking the role of Wednesday so far and all your different roles you've taken?
So this is my second time doing a production in WV Theater. Mm-hmm. So last year I was in the ensemble for 9 to 5. Mm. And this year it's just, like, obviously it's way more daunting, especially considering that this is, like, my first lead role. I think that I'm very, very fortunate that I'm able to be with people like Damie, like, people, like, that are seniors and who have been in theater for, like, such a good amount of time, who are, like, very patient with me, like, getting to learn everything new and, like, very willing to help me, like, where I get lost. So I'm just really grateful that I got to be able, like,
Do you find it more of a struggle because you're more of a singer?
Yeah.
Right, musician. Right. Yeah. Okay. So you're talking like the lines were a stretch for you, right?
Not
a stretch, but you just because you're just not singing everything. You also have to have lines, right?
Yeah, that was a struggle. Actually, I think lines were less of a struggle as much as blocking was for
me.
Because just like getting from place to place in a scene, I don't know why, but I'm just like, I am not a kinesthetic learner. I'm not a physical learner. And it just took over and over again for me to get it down. But other than that, I feel like it was pretty good.
Okay. Carol, were you around? We've done Addams Family before, but we came back, right? Because of COVID, right?
Yeah.
Freshman year?
We were in eighth grade.
You were in eighth grade. Yeah. Oh. Okay, so you weren't here.
Yeah.
But I like it because it got canceled.
Yeah. It got canceled.
Yeah. Yeah, we were going to do it, and then we did nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, so this is when I heard it come out, I'm like, wait a second. I think I've seen this before, but then I remembered it got canceled. So compared to other sets that you did last year, Carol, how are you ranking this one?
This one is... it's just huge.
Yeah.
It's just massive. Like, it's kind of like when you see it, when the main curtain opens, it's just going to be like, whoa.
Yeah.
And
it's the house?
The house.
Okay.
The house is massive.
Over a 2-day stretch? Is that what the whole shtick is?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, what's the premise?
So the whole show kind of takes place over 2 days?
Yeah.
2 days, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Originally, it's supposed to be like one night, and then... something happens, so everyone, Wednesday's boyfriend's family comes over to see her family.
Gotcha. Like
families meet.
Uh-huh.
And then something happens where they have to stay the night.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you, as the stage manager, do you get to enjoy the show? Or are you just like, okay, are they going to bring out that piece? Why isn't that there? I mean, is this your life?
Yeah. I get to obviously watch it.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. I'm kind of like always just paying attention to everything else and talking to everyone backstage.
Right. So you're like.
So I get to watch it. Like, they've been great. Cass is amazing. They've been perfect. Yeah. But I just, I don't know.
You have a different world.
I get to enjoy it. Yeah.
You're more like if we hit our stage pieces.
I'm more focused on what's happening back there.
Ademe, ensemble, an ancestor. Mm-hmm. What is an ancestor?
So basically, if I have this, I don't know if I have this perfectly right, but. The ancestors are like previous family members in the Addams family who've died, and they're like, it's like kind of like a magical thing where they're like dead, quote unquote, but they're like ghosts kind of, and they only come back like once a year to like have fun with the Addams family to go back in like their crypt.
And it happens to be the same time that Wednesday's boyfriend that she met at the park is coming over.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so, I'm down with this.
And so with the fun thing with ensemble this year is that we all kind of have our own kind of roles in the ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're all like a group, obviously, but each one has a specific character they're being from the past. So it's like different decades.
What is yours?
Victorian woman. So ooh. I'm kind of like something like.
So you dress in like a Victorian outfit?
Yeah, it's like poofy.
That's awesome.
So cool.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah. Misako doing that.
Oh, my gosh, she's so incredible.
Shout out to her.
Incredible.
I heard like the bald cap.
Oh my gosh,
like hours, right?
Hours, yeah.
I keep praising her so she knows like how grateful. Yeah.
Amazing.
She's killing it.
Literally, I think this is our, since COVID, we've taken a little bit to go back into full costume, full makeup, everything. I think this is like in my 4 years, I think this is the biggest show we've done with like costuming on that end, I think. Because we're doing a lot of ancestor makeup too.
I just I'm leaving the parking lot and I'm like, I'm trying to decide if I should fill a bullying form out. I just see kids getting spray painted on their hair and I'm like, oh my God. But everyone seems like they're having fun.
Yeah.
So I'm like, because you're like spraying each other's hair outside, right? Because you have to give like this dead appearance, right?
Yeah, we're doing it outside so we don't obviously.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Chloe, where were you? At what point were you in your lines when the fire alarm went off a couple of days ago? Were you in the middle of it?
Oh,
or?
My gosh.
I don't know.
You all had to leave, right?
No, we were in intermission, right?
Oh, no, perfect.
Well, wasn't it during, it was like Justin
it was during
and
the show.
Lauren's scene, wasn't it?
It was during, it was during Lauren's.
Did an alarm go off or just the water everywhere?
Was it full disclosure?
I don't know, because I was in the audience.
I don't remember.
It was like, we heard that something was going on, then like a couple, like a little bit later, then the alarm went off. Yes.
Yeah, it was 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 5 minutes into like our usual like 15-minute break.
It's a tech
break,
crew.
We heard something happen.
The infamous tech crew.
And then
I knew about
sound.
It, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, because I was already changed into my other costume.
I think it was after act one.
Oh, yeah, then that's why. Yeah.
All right. Carol? Who? Give me the tea here. Spill the tea. Who's not working that they should in the back? And who's overseeing this? Kohler.
Kohler.
Okay, so he's doing this set.
Kohler,
okay.
Yes.
He hasn't cut his hand off or anything.
No.
Yeah.
No, okay. No Kohler injuries. We've been protecting him.
Okay. All right.
I got injured the most actually.
Because you probably have to whip these younger people into shape, right? I mean, because some of them think they're just, you know, it's like, hey, we got to get this going, right?
Yeah. I kind of yesterday. last night, I think.
Okay.
We were finishing up the set. We were wrapping and we were painting. And I don't know, people were just kind of like having fun and messing around as usual.
Which is why it makes the musical awesome, right?
Yeah, it's fine. But eventually it's just like, it's 8 p.m. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, can we? I like actually genuinely yelled and I was like, let's get this done right now. Yeah. Please, it's 8 p.m. I want to go home.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was pretty much all of the freshmen.
I'm excited for all three of you that we don't have school tomorrow. So at least you don't have to walk around here like an ancestor.
So happy.
You know, Is there any set pieces that are going to make its way in there that are like, hey, this is unique? Usually I do this podcast on the day after so I can, but I haven't seen it yet because we don't have school. But last year there was like a portrait of the, anything like that?
Yeah.
Any like?
Or
is it a pretty standard set?
Yes.
It's there also Mikey.
It's also Mikey again.
Okay. Yes. Can you spill it here or not? Or is it something you should see? I'll just look for it.
You'll see it. It will be a spoiler.
Okay.
It's the end. At the very end.
Yeah. All right. So Mr. Calvert's last musical. Yeah. Talk about that, Damien. I mean, you're like part of like the last one. That's awesome, right?
Yeah. It's so weird, but also it's just like, I think yesterday, me and all my other senior friends who've been here like the 4 years or like around that, we were like, holy crap, like this is our last rehearsal ever. And we were sitting there, we were like, it was like backstage. We were like thinking about, we were reminiscing on our old moments. And I just remember, it's like funny because like freshman year, Calvert was like, yeah, my last year's in 4 years. I'll be like senior class of, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Whatever.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, I didn't really know.
We'll see how this goes. Yeah,
exactly. And then you get to like do more shows with him. You do more work with him. Yeah. You kind of realize that like so much of his like life has been spent and his effort has been set in this theater and there's so much
34 years it's
nuts.
Yeah, winter fall musical
and it's like he pours all of his effort into like the his students as well and I'm just like I have like oh my gosh like he's leaving like it's weird for me because I feel like it's like he's been like a mentor to me too and it's just like wow like we're all going through this like period of our lives together kind of.
Saturday will be pretty emotional.
I can imagine the crying is gonna be insane.
I'm gonna cry.
The makeup is gonna
be everywhere.
I know cry. I didn't think I would cry that hard but then I was like last night I was like crying. I was like, why am I crying? It's not even like the show yet.
We're not done yet.
It's just last rehearsal.
I almost cried during the finale. It's like not
so
I'm
talk about that Chloe like, you because you perform all the time pink notes different things solos you've been singing forever. What does so listeners know? Like the musical just does something different, right? Like there's
think,
this connection, right?
Yeah, because it's like, well, I just get to be somebody completely different from myself, and like sometimes that's enjoyable because like, obviously the days can be great, but like days can also be very much weary. But like being able to go to musical like musical rehearsals, and just like being able to be with people who are as dedicated to the, like something as much as you are, it's just so gratifying. And you know, with musical, I think what's even more gratifying is just like how everything is just combined. So like
it.
Acting, singing, dancing,
everything. Yeah, like the dancers. I love a musical.
I love it.
Just
it's
because
so
I don't want to take away from the fall or winter, but it just it's so many people and there's so much energy and moving parts. So I love it.
Oh,
yeah.
And shout out to The Pit, because, like,
they would have killed us. Yeah, thank you.
They are incredible.
Rehearsing with Trax is one thing. Rehearsing with a Pit who, like, knows what they're doing.
They're
amazing.
They're amazing.
And Mr. Duker is amazing.
They're so helpful. They help whenever you need it.
Oh, awesome. I can't wait to see. I mean, tonight, 7 o'clock, Friday 7 and Saturday 7.
Yes.
Come on out. I'm doing a phone call tonight to encourage people and also the next couple of days. But I hear it's a great family show. It's like one of those things where there's some adult humor that you can bring in young kids to and they won't get it. And there's something for everybody. I've heard nothing but amazing things. So I'm excited, especially since we were going to do this. And this has been a popular show that's ran for a while. All right. So I'm sponsored, as you heard at the beginning, by JimmyFinance.com. So if you're looking for a lender, have you ever listened to this podcast or not? No,
I listened to a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a big podcast person.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, and he sponsors me, JimmyFinance.com, so that you all leave with a gift card for Dunkin' Donuts.
Thank you.
So if you pass that down for me, Chloe, so you can treat yourself or a friend of yours, you're
thank
welcome.
You so
thank
much.
You. Yeah. And we thank you, Jim Kolos, at 815-436-0500. If you're going to look for a loan, go to Lender One Financial. And then in closing, I'd like to ask just someone that's had your back or a supporter of you these years while you've been here. It could be a parent, could be a friend, could be a teacher or coach or whatever, but just someone you want to give a shout out to. So who's had your back? Let's start with you, Chloe, someone you want to kind of give a little shout out to.
I'm very grateful. I have like a lot of people who have been there for me. Sorry.
No pressure. Just whoever comes to my ear. I know this is tough because we're like, who do I say? You can throw out anybody or many people or whatever.
My best friend, Trisha.
Oh, I love this stuff.
She's great.
She goes here, right?
She goes here. She's okay. In our gym. She's in all of our gym periods.
What's her last name?
Saini.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you want her address?
I just, when I see her, I want to be like, she went to middle school with you?
We met each other freshman year.
Oh, that's fun.
She's one of my best friends. English, now that I think about it. I think
I
we
love
bonded.
When that stuff happens.
We bonded over like a game that we both play. Okay. And it was during advisory. So like when we were still in freshman advisory.
Perfect.
So it worked out, and then we've just stayed friends for the past 3 years, and she's one of the funniest, most caring, like most genuine people that I know, and she's helped me with my lines so much. And
she in the musical?
She's not in the musical.
Okay, so she'll come support.
Yeah, she's gonna come support. Okay. But shout out to Trisha. I really love her. She's great.
Okay, awesome. There you go, Trisha.
This is hard. I feel like if I don't spend mom, she'll kill me. But
we know then the mom's mom goes without saying. Okay. But if there's somebody else,
I would say my best friend Declan.
Boy, Declan's getting some shout outs there. Yeah. Silent assassin.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what I would say. Cause like when you think of your guy best friend, usually someone can kind of keep up with you, but he's quieter. Mm-hmm. But I think that's kind of like that constant, quiet support is what I needed, especially like I feel like this year's kind of been rough with college and everything, and then everything was happening, and mental health was all over the place. But I think Declan was a constant, and he was something I could empathize with, and also just he makes me laugh. He's just there for me, and I think that's through the show when we both are doing a lot of things, we both lean on each other and everything. I think I really appreciate, because he started SpongeBob. I started freshman year, but he started SpongeBob our sophomore year. But seeing him grow through tech, and then also me growing alongside of him, it's just nice to have a friend you can relate to on a very personal level. And I
cool.
think
and he's that. Behind the scenes. He's doing stage two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I almost said behind the scenes, but let's not call it that. He's on tech crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, Carol.
I have a lot.
That's all right. Who do you want to narrow down to?
Oh.
If you want to say a couple people, you
I
can
think
do that.
I'm going to have a little list.
Okay. All right. What do you got for me?
Honestly, everyone in tech and most of the cast too, you guys have been so supportive. And I don't know, there's been a lot of days, especially this musical, where I've just been like a shell. Mm. And everyone's just so happy to support Mr. Kohler, especially, and Cipriani, both tech directors.
They're both doing it together.
No, just hang out with Cip.
Because he does it once in a while,
he
too.
He does fall play.
Yeah.
And Warrior House. Warrior House has helped.
Oh, you
so
mean
much.
The? I was thinking Warrior Warehouse. I'm like, really? It's only they're twice a month. I mean the Warrior House. I got you. Yeah.
The Warrior House.
Oh, that's awesome.
All of them have been able to just help me get through the day.
Cool.
Studentating for them, they really helped me.
What period do you work in there?
Third.
Oh, nice. What? Where is a Warrior House? I should know this.
Second floor.
Oh, second floor. I always confuse the names. I just walk by them.
Yeah.
With Neela and Gloria Skirka. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, I wish you all the best of luck tonight. I can't wait. I am coming tonight.
Thank you.
And I might try to get back Saturday for the end. My son's got a game, but I would love to see the end. But if not, I get a little emotional thinking about it because I've got such good friends with Mr. Calvert. So I'm happy for him, and I'm celebrating his last big show here as far as the musical directing it. So good luck tonight. Okay. I'm excited to kind of see the final product. All right. So come out and watch Adam's Family. No. Like I said, that will never be the same. You're going to be like PTSD,
it's
right?
It's really triggering backstage. I perk up when
Something happens.
I'm what's happening?
It happens every show.
It's always something, right? So come out and cheer these students on and watch the show. It's great. Next week, we're going to have members from our soccer team on. They're going to talk about their season as they get ready for some big games. So thank you very much. Good luck. Break it out with me. Warriors on three. One, two, three. Warriors.